good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Now, how was your weekend, by the way? Just curious.
Oh, my goodness. It was jam-packed full of activities and birthday parties and play dates. So
nice.
I'm definitely in need of a Monday afternoon nap already.
There you go. Yeah, ours was a lot of laundry and naps.
Oh, nice. Yes.
And a lot of NFL football over the weekend as well, too.
Sounds terrible.
It was a terrible time for sure. What have we got in our Country Music Insider today?
Keith Urban apparently kicked out two longtime band members out of his band.
Oh, wow.
One was Nathan Barlow, who plays multiple instruments for Keith. Had been with the band for almost a decade, but Nathan had nothing but kind words to say about his time with Keith. The second band member that got the boot was bassist Jerry Flowers, who had been playing for Keith with Keith for over 25 years.
Wow.
He also had nothing but positive things to say about Keith. There's no word as to exactly why Keith made the choice to kick the two out, and it wasn't announced who will be replacing them either, so we'll have to see.
Kind of up in the air a little bit.
Well, because Keith's going on tour here.
Exactly.
What's he going to do?
Yeah.
This one's for all the grandparents and parents out there with little kids who love the Wiggles. I know we're both Wiggle households.
Oh, yeah.
The Wiggles are releasing a full country album called Wiggle Up, Giddy Up. It's going to feature artists like Dolly Parton, Lainey Wilson, and they actually released a song with Dasha.
Wiggle up, boots on the ground, wiggle up, go round and round. Wiggle up, boots on the ground, giddy up down the wiggle town.
Yeah, I'm all here for that.
Right?
Wiggles country music album. Let's go.
Well, I'll throw that one on at the club. Heck yeah.
Exactly.
Uncle Cracker was recently doing an interview where he talked about how he had no idea who Kenny Chesney was when Kenny asked him to join a show with him in the early 2000s. Luckily, Uncle Cracker said he said yes. They've been friends ever since, but he ended up talking about how people think he achieved his musical success.
Always seems like people just think like Kid Rock spit me out of his womb and I ended up in Kenny Chesney's lap, right? Like, and then that was it. Like, you'll forget anything in between. It doesn't matter, you know? There's no clicks and shares in between any of that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess all it takes is that one song and then you
does,
get your superstardom.
Right?
Who cares about the come up or any of that situation with all of it? Well,
and now you're friends with Kenny.
Well, can't be any better than that. And there you go. That's our Country Music Insider this morning.